live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Campbell Baseball on KASM, brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Central Minnesota Realty and their Kimball location, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Arnold's Incorporated, Kimball Baseball Association, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, BNS Excavating, a Belgrade and Gilliland Chevrolet, bringing us this 11-inning ball game, now 12-inning ball game, as coming to the plate for Prior Lake, it is their third baseman, Corbin Cross. First pitch from Zach Dingman, a strike in 0-1. Balls, one strike. Corbin Cross today, 1-for-4. Pitches low for a ball and 1-1.
Remember I heard of that T-bone about the 8th inning?
Yeah.
I think it's burnt. I think it's done.
0 on the count. Of course, fans for the next ball game waiting to get in. And Cross can't hold up on a swing there. I don't know what he was looking for, but he turned his whole body into it.
He was turning with the whole thing, wasn't he?
He was completely fooled. Yeah, 1-2 the count to Cross. And a swing and a miss. He's out on strike.
He probably dropped the bat to one pitch before.
Top of the 12th inning, 1-1 our score. Hey, for you listening at home right now, KASM 1150 AM, you can go to our stream, mychasm.com, click Listen Live. You can go to 107.7 FM or 105.5 HD2 as Zach Dingman brings that big, nasty breaking ball for a strike and 0-1 to Alex Waterman. Dingman's pitch just missing outside in the count, one ball, one strike.
So if you're Ben Johnson standing out there in right field right now, don't you think that you'd be getting a little tight about now? You know, the air is starting to dampen.
Yeah, getting a little cooler. Breaking ball that drops down between the legs of Cade Marquardt, and the count, two balls and a strike. Yeah, but I think he's probably on an adrenaline rush yet, too. What a game for Ben Johnson today. Giving up just two hits in his 10 innings of work. Here's a pop-up over by first base, Adam Beyer. By that first base dugout, Beyer has it go off his glove, and he drops it. Adam overran that. And I know he's not very happy. See if the official score gives him an error or not.
Fair ball.
No, it was not.
Didn't quite see it from here. No, it wasn't. I don't think so.
A makeable play, but again, you're dealing with that fence and that sports deck over there. 2-2. Hits inside a ball, and now 3-2. 3-2 the count. Zach Dingman's pitch to Waterman. This one popped up foul and out of play, and the count stays 3-2.
Sometimes you just don't want to give this hitter that extra pitch. You know,
Waterman is the cleanup hitter. On deck, Luke Weber. The 3-2. Waterman takes it to left center field, and that's going to go for extra bases. All the way to the fifth. Rulli slips out there, and Waterman's going to pull in the second with a stand-up double. That is this game's first extra base hit.
It is, isn't it? It is the first extra base hit, and I'll tell you, that comes after that foul pop-up there, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. So Waterman picks himself up a double. That'll bring Luke Weber to the plate. Luke, 1-for-4 today, had a base hit in his last at bat in the 10th.
Like Waterman's got pretty good speed at second base and cruising into second base there, so a base hit will probably score him.
Here's a ground ball to second. Tibbetts fields it cleanly and over to first.
Ooh.
4-3 in the putout. Adam Beyer had to change his
foot
position on that base there.
He almost had that straddle where he couldn't get back, did he?
4-3. Waterman moves to third. And with two outs, here's Jake Lair, the right fielder. So the go-ahead run at third. And Lair takes a breaking ball low, ball one. 1-1 here in the top of the 12th. Here's Zach Dingman's pitch. Inside a ball and 1-1.
This is where you don't want to throw one in the dirt, do you, Randy?
You do not.
No. Quite a bit of room back here.
One ball, one strike. Ben Morrison on deck. Pitches high and now 3-0 to Jake Lair. Three balls, no strikes. Dingman delivers. There's a strike on the outside corner and 3-1. There is activity in Kimball's bullpen. A right-hander throwing down the line. Can't get a number on who that is right now. Another fastball on the outside corner and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. I kick the pitch, and Lair will follow that back and out of play. And the count at 3-2. That's automatic. Three ball, two strike foul. Three and two. Here's a ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. It's going to score the go-ahead run. An RBI single for Jake Lair here in the 12th inning. Plates the go-ahead run, and Prior Lake leads 2-1.
Wow. That had eyeballs written all over that. Just got Paskey, but second base there. And Max Tibbetts couldn't get to it.
They were shading Lair to the right side, and that ball more up the middle.
Yep.
Here's Zach Dingman with Morrison at the plate. The pitch high to Morrison. Squares the bunt and pulls back, and the pitch a ball, 1-0.
Two outs here.
One run in. 2-1. Top of the 12th. Dingman's breaking ball, a strike, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. The pitch, a swing and a miss by Morrison. Strike two, 1-2.
He pretty much lost a bat on that swing, didn't he?
It almost flew out of his hand.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes. Ready on the mound, Dingman. And right there, the curveball, strike three called, and that'll end the 12th for Prior Lake. Well, they take the lead, scoring one run on two hits. No errors and one left on. After 11 and a half, it's Prior Lake 1, Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Steve Merton, your local agent with Central Minnesota Realty in Kimball. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multi-counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, you can visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Kimball Baseball on KASM brought to you this evening by our fine sponsors, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Central Minnesota Realty with an office over in Kimball, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Tom Kramer Incorporated over in Cold Spring and Glenwood, Rambo, Arnold's Incorporated, Kimball Baseball Association, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, and Gilliland Chevrolet. It's crunch time here for the Kimball Express as they find themselves down 2-1 here in the bottom of the 12th.
I'm doing my stand-up rally.
Stand-up rally. Okay, Don. Adam Beyer will get the first at-bat here for Kimball, and the pitch from Alex Waterman is high for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Adam Beyer, Ben Johnson, Joe Penritz, the 3-4-5 hitters. As Beyer swings and misses strike one. One ball, one strike to count to Beyer.
Waterman, he's coming right at him, too.
Yes, he is, coming with that fastball. Curveball now high, and 2-1 to Adam Beyer. They did give Adam Beyer an error on that drop pop-up in foul territory, so three errors for the Kimball Express today now. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Beyer. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Just not catching up with it right now is Adam Beyer. And a swing and a miss. Beyer's out on strike. Kelsey set up outside, and Waterman hit a spot and one out for the Express in the 12th.
That didn't work.
That did not work. That'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben Johnson so far today hitless. He is 0-4 and was hit by a pitch. And the first pitch from Waterman, a little bit of a change up there in 0-1.
Kid's got some good stuff, doesn't he?
He is bringing it. Swing and miss by Ben, strike two. A little bit of a breaking ball there. 0-2 to count to Ben Johnson here in the 12th. 2-1 Prior Lake, pitch high for a ball. And 1-2. Joe Penritz on deck. Express trying to get the equalizer here in the 12th. Waterman's pitch, low for a ball, and 2-2. Cold Spring Springers winning earlier today, 9-5. They'll play at 4 o'clock tomorrow on KDDG 105.5. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Johnson, and a swing and a miss. He's out on strike. Waterman has come in relief of Morrison, and he has struck out four of the first five hitters he has faced. And will now get Joe Penritz.
Call him a closer?
You call him a closer, I guess. Yep.
Wow.
Joe Penritz today, 1-4.
4 out of 5 hitters. Remarkable.
Waterman ready, and a fastball fouled to the backstop in the count 0-1.
Runner's just all over that fastball, though, wasn't he? Straight back.
You bet
one.
It was. Cade Marquardt on deck for the Express.
He kept that up right by the elbows.
0-1 the count. Coming up, your Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show here on KASM. Curveball, strike two called in 0-2. We'll name your player of the game. That's coming up in our postgame show here today. The ball's two strikes. Waterman's fastball a little bit high, and 1-2.
Good waste pitch, wasn't it?
Oh, my.
Could have been called probably either way.
One ball, two strikes. Waterman has the sign from Kelsey and delivers high for a ball, and 2-2. This game now officially 3 hours old. 2-2 the count. But we're in the bottom of the 12th. The kick, the pitch, and Penritz lines it to right center field. That's going to drop in front of center fielder Johnny Houston. And there is life if you're a Kimball Express fan. Nice hit by Joe Penritz to right center field. Houston playing a little deeper probably.
Right. Want to get anything over his head. But tell you what, there was a curveball by Waterman that hung just a little bit on the outside corner. He did not get the snap of that curveball.
Exactly.
Bernard's seen it, too, and he just placed it to right center field.
Are we going to get a pinch runner here? Matt Dingman, who's being DH'd for by Penritz, is going to run, probably giving a little bit more speed to the Express on the base path. Of course, Penritz can re-enter. Also, Matt Dingman can stay in the game and hit, too. All right. So the change has been made, and putting it into the hands of the young man, Cade Marquardt. Cade, so far today, 2 for 5. Cade connected for a long fly ball that was caught back in the seventh inning. I was almost in my home run call on that one. Throw to first and back safely is Matt Dingman. So Waterman will work from the stretch.
I've got the bag in my satchel here right now. I got my hyperventilating bag.
And that pitch goes right over Cade Marquardt's head. And the count 1-0.
Did you hear?
Yeah. 1-0 the count. 2-1 Prior Lake, bottom of the 12th. Kimball with the tying run on as Marquardt swings and misses strike one. 1-1.
Well, he doesn't in the stretch position here. Hasn't been there yet.
No. 1-1 to Cade. Brian Marquardt on deck. Throw to first. Dingman back safely. 2 outs, 1 on. 12th inning action. Waterman ready. Here comes the pitch, and Marquardt swings and misses strike two.
So if he would be Waterman on the mound right now and watch the two swings by, hey, would you go back to anything different?
Probably not.
Not catching up to that fastball.
1-2, 2 outs. Kelsey sets up outside, and the pitch just a little bit outside, and the count 2-2.
We got a Kimball fan in front of us. He stood up already.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Dingman. Oh, and a throw. Dingman was not paying attention there, and he had a dive back.
Oh, you don't want to end that way, do you?
Oh, no.
Do not get picked off.
2-2 the count. Waterman ready. Again, Kelsey sitting up outside. Fastball, a swing and a miss. Cade Marquardt out on strikes, and that'll end the Express season. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Your final score today in 12 innings. Prior Lake 2, Kimball 1.